This has been such a wonderful week to look at. I think you all brought your best, your A game, really. I mean, I'm inspired looking at these, looking at this page, this this conversation going through. So thank you. I wonder if it I'm gonna make fun of myself because I wonder, I got so what's the right word? Maybe smug because I was like, yeah, I never should. I don't like to show lectures early on because I think I'd rather, I'd rather people struggle through it, and then and then you show a lecture, then people really start doing something, and so I don't know if it's coincidence. I don't know. I don't know. We're feeding off each other to some degree, I think, and this is a small but really exciting, great group. So I don't know. I'd be interested to find out if you guys all felt like the lecture helped get you in motion. I mean, you're all bringing your own sort of references to the game and giving us a lot to think about. So I'm wondering, too, I mean, that's probably a big part of it. I'm just thrilled. I mean, this week is, it feels we've elevated ourselves a bit, and it's really exciting. So, thank you all. I also just love how people interpret things, and how you all have interpreted these things quite differently. I mean, I think in some ways I like to subvert everything and I like to turn everything on its head. And at the same time, I think I'm really quite formal in my way of thinking. And I think that's a huge part of what my practice is about. It's, this sort of meditative, quiet, really, I mean, somehow I want to say the word seductive. I don't think that's the right word, but there's this, there's definitely contemplative. I mean, maybe seductive like the Rothko Chapel, something like that, maybe seductive in that way, but there's definitely more quiet and, but I guess my point is I'm focused on form, and so I see these things, it's just like, I mean, I think when I think about a serial thing, I do think quite formally, like MacLeod's book of portraits, or maybe Tash Khan's ugly pictures, postcards, because there's something to that way of thinking, right? There's something to the sort of flipping the page and like, just getting, hit at one after the other after the other after the other. It's sort of like, it's sort of that saying, beat a dead horse or something like that. It's like, and at the same time, you want to play with subtlety. So I mean, I think there's, that's the love, the that contradiction is the love of practice, the love of what we do. Maybe I feel like I'm rambling a bit. I never do that. Anyway, I think I'm on. I'm in the studio, online studio space. I think I'm oldest to newest. So I'm going to click on Charlie's first piece and this reflective piece she starts off with, and then she goes right into giving us a triptych from the page, right? These yellow pieces which feel like tape or maybe they're paper. I mean, I think we see them moving, so I think they're when we do the videos they're much lighter, right? So I think they're paper, but this is quintessential Levine to me. This is like perfect. There's clarity. It's succinct. It's nothing that shouldn't be there is there. Nothing that shouldn't be there isn't there. Nothing is out of place, right? This is just so much fun. I'm attracted to the playfulness and the sort of and the movement, and just this and the shadow. The shadow is what does it here, right? You're just playing with light and shadow, but it wouldn't be the same if it didn't have the background that you have. I think this is like an old table. I don't know what this is. An old like maybe a table that you could put a leaf in, and this is like the breaking point of the table. I don't know. There's something about this whole thing, this image. really compels something here. This sort of the dark of the book binding, paired with that sort of that harsh vertical of the table, then the shadow of the page previous, and the hard, the hard cover of the book, and then the shadow of the pieces itself. There's this real there's such an important and interesting dialogue happening here between what we assume the subject is, and then what really the subject is. And so, I think actually, Charlie, you did a great job here as far as like thinking serially, because I mean, this would be so different as you showed us if this was just on the table, if this book didn't, it wasn't a big part of this thing. But also how you framed this, and having that vertical, that dark, dark black really does change the game here. So, I mean, just so well done. Movement, choreography, breeze, just air. I mean, if it could go into sort of like filling and emptying or ebb and flow, if you will. But I mean, this is not that yet. But it's just so much about movement and light. They're just so beautiful. I'm so pleased with these. And then you give us the stills here, then link us to the videos. Again, like just quintessential Levine. These are how could there be so much information? There's so much information here in on a an old table surface, and most of that movement is happening as just shadow, of a play of light, a projection from casting light through another surface and letting it just be. And then you've activated you've activated an already active space by allowing this sort of piece of paper to kind of meander, to wander, to explore. And you've made explorers out of us in this way. So, I mean, everything that I feel like I was missing in last week's, assignment, you really brought to the table here. And we're moving to interiors next week, or next assignment. So I'll be really interested to see how this moves into that direction, because I mean, you're playing with that here, you're there. But we'll see what happens. Jody, then again, I've clicked on the first image and I'm just going through the images. We have 20 in the discussion space here, so I'm just clicking through them. Jody gives us these wonderful sources, both in Ruth Root and the Rauschenberg. I think they're just so exciting. They're just they again they. These become, I mean, I think the grapefruit piece, the root piece is just so, there's a playfulness, is it satire? I mean, it's not quite satirical, but it's like this, it's bordering on this, overt, silliness maybe in some way, which I think is brilliant. I really, really love that. And then, and Rauschenberg is just, I mean, he's Rauschenberg. But then, to then go into the material, right? I think, and letting us, sharing with us the story of you and your daughter in your space as you kind of play, I think there is such a great sense of play here. Just sort of, I think because you're a painter, I think your language of paint is very, very clear. You have such a range of vocabulary with the marks and the colors and the forms that you create by paint. And I think lately you have been playing with layering different things and bringing new elements in, and I think that a lot really does come from that, or come of that rather. I mean, just this kind of, I mean, it is kind of ridiculous, this sort of yellow, what is it, like a door, handle, thing, I don't know what it is, a card, an announcement, a keep quiet sort of thing that you have in a hotel room. But you're playing, and it's interesting because I think you showed a stockholder in the the archive class, and I think there's definitely a little bit of play in that space which she's talking about there, and a little bit of interaction with the material, very similar to how she kind of plays with material. So that's rubbing off here too. I don't know. I don't know if you made that within the same space, but these colors certainly are sort of remind us of that sort of that beautiful sort of. I mean, so opposite of my work, I think, but this kind of plasticness, and she talks about how she plays with plastic in that way. Materiality. It's so fundamental with what we do, all of us. But then you go into this so this pot holder, this material, how these things intertwine, then this kind of like this plastic sort of tied around these real formal elements, and then you go into the more playful collage, and really allowing these forms to sort of to tell this story. They feel like beautifully narrative in the way, it doesn't have to be linear. I mean, but there is this sort of playful narrative, not dissimilar to Charlie's sort of the choreography within that space. I think actually, oddly enough, these go quite well with Charlie's pieces. This art, the more orange piece is a little black illustrative sort of moment on the bottom left, and then this yellow sort of vertical, yellow and blue vertical sort of piercing, cutting, you're really playing with form and getting off like that rectangle space here, which again sort of just becomes really playful. I mean, if there was one word I could describe these, I think all would just it's just a sense of play, the sense of lightness, in a way that feels really important that I think we have to remind ourselves in our practices. I think we get focused, we hone in, sometimes bogged down in research or material or whatever that might be. And coming up for fresh air is so important, and it feels like that's what you're kind of that's kind of what these feel like. They feel light and airy, in a way that in a positive way that a sigh, I think sometimes a sigh is a little bit more stressed, stressful. So maybe I don't. Maybe it's not a sigh. Maybe it's a sigh of relief or something. Gorgeous, fun. Emma, I am so excited and so pleased that you have nice size images. I'm so happy with these. I hope you are too. There's a breath of, I mean, I'm talking about air so much, but there's a breath of fresh air in these, Emma. They're so alive. I mean, even looking at this workspace, it just feels like there's an active moment here. It feels like you're really playing, and engaging, and it shows the work is become so strong. I mean, so I've toggled all the way through to the end of the 20 by 20, 20 of 20, that it's blue piece, this sort of mountainous space, this exhaust of air coming out. Maybe this is the, maybe this is the billowing of exhaust. This post-it note suddenly, this play. I mean, it's just, and then this range of sky, sea, ground, air. I mean, there's just so much going on here. What a brilliant use of varied textures and forms. The fact that all the way on the right there's this translucence, this opacity, right? So I can kind of go, I can see through that, but it's changed it completely. Emma, these are, I mean, so good to see. You've really just jumped off the ledge, in such a good way here. Oh, there's so much fun. I'm going back. So 19 of 20 was your table. 18 to 20, this is just glowing. I mean, again, I don't know if we all sort of responded to Charlie's pieces immediately, or I mean, maybe it's just happenstance, but this grouping too is just so alive. But Emma, this piece, and I love it, I assume that this top, like sort of sky dark, this with the cutout sort of, so the piece that's most of the most top half. I'm assuming it's not glued down, because there's that relief, and it's actually kind of lovely if it isn't. If it is, I'm wondering how you did that, because there's this beautiful shadow that's happening, right? So in that, so much more depth comes through and comes out of it. It's just absolutely gorgeous. You've picked the right papers. You've picked the right cutting instruments. You've picked the right shapes, and you're engaging with it in a way that is so much fun. This bottom element, the bottom third, this whatever this foreground is, what an amazing use of color and variation with color. I mean, this like beautiful cinnabar green with this like goldenrod, like they're so close but so different. This sort of weird, shape with the white page, and then these yellow and black reaffirming that yellow. Like this is just some really strong language. You guys all hit it out of the park. I think I don't know why I use sports references. I don't follow sports at all. And I use them. It's so weird. Emma too. Just on the bottom back on still on 18 of 20 here. So on that, so you have the cinnabar green that's all the way on the left corner, and they have that golden rod, like sort of horizontal with that dark line, the shadow, whatever that is. But then how that is fed into this other piece that brings back that sort of the dimensional element and the perspective that was part of your first exercise, right? So this is all coming together. It's guys, this is why I do what I do. Oh, and I didn't talk about the first one. I'm sorry. 17 out of 20. Again, just setting it up, having more fun with it, being playful. I mean, this just feels alive. It feels bright. I think the other two are like outstanding collages. but again, this is lovely. That repetition, the sense of directional repetition that happens with the top right, and then the bottom left, and then still bringing form into it. Something that looks like either a rice grain of rice or a fingernail. If we're looking at this sort of like pinkish, millennial pinkish sort of rectangle on the left, just above. I don't know or if that's just something that fell onto the page when you took the picture. What fun, guys! Seriously, this is why I do what I do. Like being able to bring this energy. Be able to match the energy that's brought to the classroom is so exciting. So if we can keep this momentum up, we have one more assignment. We have interiors to do, and then at the end of that assignment, rather than this group session, I might still close the session off, but then we have a one-on-one. So I think immediately after tomorrow's assignment posts. Our last assignment post, which has the link to the sign-up sheet. I think I've also already shared that in one of the comment chains. So please take a look at that sign up. I'm really looking forward to seeing you face to face. This has been so much fun to see you guys just kind of work through this. I couldn't be more pleased. You guys really made my day today. Thank you so much. Take it easy. Good night.